Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. Today we're going to talk about how evidence is everything in writing a paper. And so I'll just start by saying, isn't it amazing what kind of health benefits certain foods have if you believe all the claims on the internet? I mean, I'm the type to believe the benefits of herbs, vegetables, fruit, and exotic barks. However, somewhere along the line, I have to ask for evidence. I would happily drink acai juice and create concoctions of blueberry, pumpkin, and oatmeal if they really will increase my metabolism and eat up the bad cholesterol in my system, and also boost my immune system and eliminate seasonal affective disorder. But, hey, where's the evidence? I'm not saying that there's no support for the claims, but if the people holding out their, quote, wonder products can't provide the right kind of evidence to support it, I'm not likely to believe it. The same holds true when you write a paper. Keep in mind that your reader is not likely to believe everything that you say just because you've said it. You need to support your claim, and you'll need to do this in more than one way. Here are some widely accepted ways to support your claims. Statistics. Be sure to cite them and tell everyone where you got them and how and why they are credible. Try to get your information as close to the source as possible. Cite the actual research report, not the excerpt that made it to a blog. Examples. Be sure to include relevant examples. Make sure the examples are also timely. Don't give an example that took place many years ago and is only barely remembered. Again, look at your sources critically before using them, and be sure to cite them when you do. Testimonials. Health claims, wonder foods, are almost always backed up by testimonials. What makes you believe one testimonial over another? Chances are, it has to do with credible before and after tales, especially when it has to do with weight loss. Unfortunately, there are a number of examples of rigged testimonials. A person claimed to have lost weight due to a diet of fish and broccoli, when the truth was they had a stomach band surgically implanted. Anyway, personal experience. Have you had experience with a wonder food? If you're writing the story and you're telling your own story, it's often quite believable, if for no other reason, that it's a real-life example. And it is likely to have some warts and all details that a slick paid-for testimonial would not include. So, as you put together your own testimonial, it's good to incorporate that authenticity element. Science and laboratory findings. These are different than the statistics that detail the experience of people with certain wonder foods or miracle cures. Scientific findings would have to do with the science or the behaviors of the elements that lead one to the conclusion that, for example, a combination of pumpkin and oatmeal could kill hunger pains and boost your metabolism. Media. Videos, images, photos. Seeing is believing, right? Yes, but not so much. At least not in our photoshopping world. Nevertheless, images are powerful. If you have an opportunity to incorporate a relevant graphic, do it. Peer-reviewed journals from an online library. These are usually pretty reliable, but they may be a bit stale by the time they're published. It can take as long as 3 years for paper to get through the process. Government sites. These are great for demographics and statistics on social trends. Check out www.fedstat.gov. It has a box you can click that says search, and then you can search all the federal government sites at the same time. If you're interested in information on children, family, health, and communities, check out www.childstats.gov. Danger, Will Robinson. Here are some sources you may not be able to trust. First and foremost, Wikipedia and other collaborative encyclopedias. Anyone contribute. People who do contribute usually are passionate and informed, or they have an axe to grind. Either way, there are many opportunities for bias to creep in, not to mention the selective release of facts. Omission is a big problem with Wikipedia. An incomplete entry that you do not realize is incomplete can lead to some major errors. Infomercials, infomercial sites. Some of the information may be technically correct. However, some of the claims being made may be distorted and or confusing. Social networking. When information goes viral, it's often a partial view of an issue, and the one thing it has going for it is that it's attention-getting, provocative, and perhaps even shocking. In the quest for hits, some very questionable information and opinions get posted. You can definitely use them if you're doing a paper on reactions to a certain event. However, if you're looking to social networking sites as ultimate repositories of knowledge, watch out. At any rate, I hope this overview of how to do and use evidence in your papers is useful. And when I say papers, I mean reports, essays, even things like your blog posts and posts to Facebook or white papers, anything that you want other people to look at, read, review, and believe. At any rate, thank you for listening. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to Thoughts on E-Learning.